Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. It's time for a celebration. We've got Peter Mirage here with Peter Mirage and Associates of the Cooperators. Peter, it's wonderful to see you.
Jamie, good morning, and thanks for the word celebration.
Yeah, so it's anniversary time.
It's anniversary time. It's our 70th anniversary in Stratford, which is really amazing when you think of how many businesses really successfully last that long. CGACS 100th anniversary is pretty impressive. So I don't know if we'll ever tie that one, but it's been an absolute privilege and just a great community to have that success in.
Fantastic. So congratulations. 70 years with the Cooperators. Not always known as the Cooperators, is that fair to say? In terms of name changes over the years?
True. The genesis of it was like co-op and various things because it is a cooperative, so it's not a publicly traded company. So they exist for three things: people, planet, and profit. They never would make a decision to save money if it's going to affect the planet or lay off people. So the cooperative business model is unique in the insurance industry. So it's absolutely spectacular in terms of things that play out. Like, we have a claims guarantee in writing. So I always say to other people, ask for your insurance company's claims guarantee. But when you're a cooperative and you don't exist purely for profit, you can do incredible things. So on people's worst day, they know that you've got their back, so to speak.
Yeah, it's been pretty amazing, again, with 70 years with the Cooperators. And as you kind of touched on there, the idea of a co-op was certainly years back something radical, something new and different. But boy, it's been a template or an example for other sort of institutions and industries, if you will.
Yeah, so the cooperative model globally is massive. And in Canada, it's much larger than people think. Like Gay Lee Foods is a cooperative, for example. So there's so many different cooperatives that exist. Credit unions are a cooperative business model as well. So the funny thing is, when we date back 70 years and they determined that Stratford had a viable market, one of the first agents they had was a gentleman named Pat Powell, who I had the privilege of meeting, and he was in his 90s. And I delayed, and eventually got to sit with him. And what I thought was going to be an hour, 3 hours later, he could remember people and facts. It was fascinating. So then what happened was I had our archivist come from head office to meet with them. And then they took a picture of him. And there used to be a trilogy of TV commercials. One was in Western Canada in the 1940s when Cooperators started. Then they did the next series was in the 50s in Eastern Canada. And they literally couldn't figure out what they're going to do in the 60s. And then our CEO walked into the archivist, and there's a picture of her office, and there was a picture of Pat Powell's Volkswagen minivan. What's more iconic than the 60s? And they spent $10 million on just what I thought was the funniest thing. And they called me the next day and said, we're going to do a TV commercial. I'm like, no. No, I'm not buying swampland. And they actually did. And they ended up winning these awards for just a recall. People saying, what's this logo and what it is?
Oh,
what
does my it gosh. Represent?
So it's actually been neat in terms of on a national basis, Cooperators in 70 years. Amazing.
70 years. And for you, Peter, you know, with the Cooperators, 70 years, and you such a part of the Stratford and area, certainly with your family. And what's it like for you with the Cooperators and being such a part of Stratford?
We are, our children are the fifth generation from Stratford. Most people don't know that. Five generations deep. So this is on my wife's side. I moved here when we got married 35 years ago. So I love Stratford. What does it mean in terms of the community? It's incredible because part of the mandate of a cooperative model is to get involved in your community. So it gives us the privilege, I would say, of getting involved in various charities. And there's so much going on, great work in Stratford, and people are ridiculously generous in Perth County, ridiculously generous. Allow them to do just great things, and Cooperators is part of that.
Yeah, and of course your work with the Rotary Club of Stratford and all that you do, and your Rogers TV interviews, of course, about being part of the community.
Well, 16th anniversary, Rogers is now approved, actually hot off the press. Last week they approved the 2025 season for me, so that'll be the 17th anniversary in television, it's kind of funny at the same time because most TV shows don't last that long. So for Rogers to actually, for Rogers TV, I sincerely appreciate that. For them to put the resources behind it is great. And it gives us a voice if you will, of a different model on of television on the Rogers Network in Stratford, which is the only one. So it's an absolute privilege, and I really love it. It's funny to say that you have a hobby that you absolutely love. I'm still looking for just like a buffet lunch or something from Rogers, but other than that.
Or a ring or a participatory medal or something. Yeah. There you go. Peter Mirage and Associates with Cooperators. Anything else about Cooperators or some of the services that you provide that we haven't touched on?
I would just love to tell you about, it's interesting, just old-fashioned service still works in 2024. So when we started, Pat Powell would go out with his Volkswagen van into the community, excuse me, and then today we use old-fashioned personal service, and we call it call, click, or come in. So we do business the way customers want to do business with us, as opposed to the way we want to do business with them, because younger people want to do everything digitally, except for when they get into a claim, they want to talk to a real person, which is always interesting. But you wouldn't believe the volume of people in Stratford that drive into my office every day, and the phones ring off the hook. So my point is that we continue to grow because we have incredible digital tools are outstanding, but old-fashioned personal service, because we compete against 1-800 helplines that all they can offer is price, not service, we continue to grow year after year. And I bought the agency 21 years ago, so it had existed in Stratford for 49 years before I purchased it, and it's the 70th anniversary, so it's pretty spectacular. I don't have that many wrinkles, so I was thinking it can't be 70. But Jamie, thank you very much for letting me get on and talk about the celebration.
And just before we let you go, if folks want some details, how can they reach out? What's the best way?
Always the best way is, of course, calling. You can either Google us. And Cooperators punches up as Peter Mirage and Associates, Inc., but you can always call us or go online. So thank you very much.
And thank you, and congratulations.